The Rama just said that it has to be that there's some type of need in order to apply the rule of mitoch. And he adds, or if you're afraid that the item might get stolen or any other potential loss. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, based on this, you're allowed to take the key. If you have a safe or something in your house, you're allowed to take the key to that safe if you're afraid that if you leave it in your house, then someone's going to come and take it, because since you're so worried about it, so then that's considered to be oneg yom tov for you. There are some poskim Mishnah Berurah codes who disagree with this and hold that you're not allowed to do hotzah unless there's an actual tzorch hachol nefesh, food need, or tzorch mitzvah, or something else which is needed for that day, but for a potential loss of money, that would not be okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to be machmir for this opinion. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone brings a machzer to shul on Yom Tov and you're afraid that it's going to get stolen and that's why you want to bring it home, even if you don't need it in your house, you're allowed to bring it home because of the rule, hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan, that if we don't let you bring it home, so then you're not going to bring it in the first place because you're afraid that it's going to get stolen if you leave it there. But machzorim, which were already in the shul, and there's no need for an Yom Tov and you're not afraid it's going to get stolen, so then you would need to leave it there. You wouldn't be allowed to bring it home. What happens if someone wants to leave their house and they're afraid of leaving it unlocked, so they want to bring the key with them? So from this in Karel, it says that it's Tali in this Machlokes brought in this Mishnah Berurah, whether carrying Mishum Hefsid Mamun is permissible or not. So one should ask a Shaila. Usually, in most situations, we have an Erev anyway, but if you're living in a place where there's no Erev, so depends on the machlokas of poskim whether you're allowed to do hotzah in order to avoid a hefsed mamon or not. What if you're not afraid that it's going to get stolen? So let's say you go to someone's house for lunch and you bring some baby toys with you, and you're not afraid it's going to get stolen if you leave it there. So Rav Nissen Karelet says that if you're not going to use it when you get home, so then you wouldn't be allowed to take it with you. Same thing's true with the talis. If you bring your talis to shul, you want to bring your talis home on Yom Tov, and there's no Erev. So if you're afraid it's going to get stolen if you leave it there, if that happens in your shul, so then okay, you'd be allowed to bring it home, maybe for Hefsed Mama purposes. But if you're not afraid it's going to get stolen, and you don't need it at home, so then you wouldn't be allowed to bring it home. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler, says that the little towels or whatever it is, mats that people bring to shul to bow down on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, so the stipler says that if you want to bring it home on Yom Tov, then you should use it somehow when you get home. This is a bit problematic because the Mishnah Berurah said earlier that if you want to cook on Yom Tov letzorech machar, but you eat a little bit of it on Yom Tov to make it look like it's for that day, so it's machlokas aposkim, ninogolam zlahakel, but machmer tavol of bracha. So what about this? Shouldn't the same thing be true here, that if you're just using it at home to make it look like you need it at home, so shouldn't that be a problem? But it appears not. The stipler seems to say that it's okay. So some in the Dirshu, they try to be machalik and say maybe Bishul is different because there you're only eating a little bit. So that's clearly, trying to trick. But over here, where you're maybe there's an actual shimush, an actual usage that you're doing at home, even if you don't really need it, but you're doing it to make it look like there's a usage, so that's more of a usage than eating a little bit. But it's unclear, but it appears from this stipler that maybe one will be able to bring something home and use it at home, even if they don't really need to, just to allow themselves to carry it home, if there's no Erev, by using the rule of mitoch. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah has this rule of hitiru sofa mitchum trilasan, that we need to let you bring the machzorim home, because if you don't let you bring it home, you're not going to bring it in the first place. And Rav Nissen Karelet says this is only applies to Dvar Mitzvah or Simchas Yom Tov, but not that you could apply it in any situation that you want when there's really no need for it. The Mechaber continues, Havalavana mechayotza behen aser, so to carry a rock or something like that where there's no use or need for it whatsoever, so that would not be allowed. The Ramah continues, Umutar lischok pekadur, afilu b'shus harabim, afagav she'inu elatiyo ba'ama. You're allowed to play with a ball on Yom Tov, even if it's just a rabbin, even though it's only just playing, that's going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says this is included in Simchas Yom Tov. The Marshal says that this is Dvar Teima, because there's really no Tzorech Hayom. Playing with a ball is for kids, so let kids do it. But Gedolim, it's a Minag Ra. That's not Simchas Yom Tov. It's only Sichas Yeladim, Kalas Rosh, and it should not be done. That is the opinion of the Marshal. The Rama continues, Yiminiach Erev, if you had an Erev, so then Mutter Latata Lahotzi Kol Sheishal of Torah's Kli, Alpha Pishenel Tzorachayim Klaus, and then you could carry whatever you want, as long as it's not a Muksa item, it's going to be okay. The Marshal says, the Minag is not to make an Erev Echatzeres on Erev Yom Tov, like the opinion of the Machaber, that it's not needed, but others say, Lechachili, you really should make an Erev Chatzeres So maybe on Erev Pesach, when you make the Erev Chatzeres for every Shabbos of the year, so just include Yom Tov anyway. A Jew is not allowed to carry anything on Yom Tov for a non-Jew, just like we saw that when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, it's not permissible to cook for a non-Jew. So too, you're not allowed to carry things for a non-Jew either.